Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Prophetess Crystal McQueen, and once again, welcome to my show, Prophetic Atmosphere. I am excited, I'm ecstatic that you have taken time out of your schedule to join me here, amen, at this broadcast to just begin to share, amen, out of the Word of God and just begin to sup with each other, amen, and just let us open up our minds and our hearts to receive what thus saith the Lord on tonight. For those of you who probably have gone out of town or have went to visit family and you haven't seen it or heard for the show from last week, first thing I want to say is Happy New Year. Welcome to 2014. Amen. This is going to be a powerful year. This is going to be a good year. Amen. For those, amen, let me bring clarity to that. For those who have walked with God, for those who have gone through the process, amen, for those who are ready to take a stand and begin to manifest his glory in the earth, begin to complete or continue, amen, to complete the assignment that he has given, amen, and to God be all the glory, amen. But before I begin tonight, I just want to quickly go over the announcements this evening and then get right into this word. Amen. For the announcements as follows, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and every Saturday at 10:30 a.m., excuse me, join us for Kingdom Lifestyles broadcast with Apostle Christopher McQueen and myself. That's Tuesday at 7, Saturday at 10:30 a.m., every Thursday at 7 p.m., join me for Prophetic Atmosphere. You can hear our messages live at www.ctkr.org. And as you are visiting our website, we do pray that you would become a vision partner with this ministry in helping us to support not only Christ the King, but also helping us to support the ministries that God has graced us with, the missions that we have, and helping them and us to continue to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. If any of you would like more information concerning us, the missions, or even if you have a prayer request or would like myself or Apostle McQueen to minister at your church, as you're on our website, please click on the contact tab. Amen. And as you click there, scroll down, all the information is there. Please follow the instructions. Amen. And someone will get in touch with you as soon as possible. Amen. And again, like I said, please pray about becoming a vision partner with this ministry, helping us to push and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Also, Christ the King Redemptive Ministries and WOPD has a Facebook page. We invite you there to our Facebook page. Amen. Like us, Amen. And also you can put on there your praise reports. We want to hear from you and how this ministry, Christ the King, Kingdom Lifestyles, as well as Prophetic Atmosphere, is blessing your life. Amen. We want to hear from you. Go to our web pages, or excuse me, our Facebook pages, WOPD, also known as Women of Prophetic Destiny, or Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. We'll look forward to hearing from you. Amen. Those are the quick announcements, and there's more information that is going to be coming for the new year, and both myself and Apostle McQueen are excited about what God is doing. Amen. And as he releases us to give more information, we will definitely let you know what God is doing in Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. Amen. Again, those are the announcements as follows. Now let us look to prayer, and then let us get into this word. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you for life. Thank you for strength. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for health. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you, God. We love you. We worship you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We give your name praise. Hallelujah. You are the one to be worshiped. You are the one to be glorified. You are the one to be magnified. As we, your people, come evening, first of all, Father, we just humble ourselves at your feet. We just invite your presence into this broadcast. Father, help me to minister your word effectively, amen, across the airs. Allow your word, amen, to begin to penetrate through the dark places. In the name of Jesus, open up the minds, amen, and the eyes of your people, God. Let them see the light. Let them see truth on tonight. In Jesus' name, open up the deaf ears. Let them hear your voice. Let them hear you speaking to them tonight in the name of Jesus. Wrap your loving arms around someone tonight. Let them feel your presence, your glory, your power. In Jesus' name, speak a word, God. Amen. This evening, that only they will know. Speak a word out of your word tonight, or speak to them in a dream. I'm asking it now in the name of Jesus. Even those, God, that are praying and seeking your face, Father, I'm asking that you will reveal yourself in the midnight hour in Jesus' name. God, begin to open up our understanding. Begin to open up our revelation in this season in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give us discernment, sharp discernment in this season, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us guide our feet, guide our hands, guide our thoughts. Give us strategies in the spirit of how we need to continually build your kingdom in this earth, in the name of Jesus. Help us not to be fooled. Help us not to be sidetracked. Help us not to be distracted in this hour. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen again. Hallelujah. Amen. Give the Lord a praise wherever you may be. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, people of God, I want to pick up, if you're now just joining this broadcast, I want to pick up where I left off on last week. I was coming out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, amen, coming from verses 18 and 19. And I just want to continue on there from what the Spirit of the Lord has been dealing with me on for this season that we are walking in. If any of you have been with this ministry for some time, you know that I preached a message in the beginning of 2013 saying that this is the year that we need to produce, that this was the year that we need to bring forth or begin to manifest, amen, his glory in the earth. This is the year, amen, where we need to start laying aside, amen, I'm quoting some scriptures, every weight that and sin that so easily besets us, that we need to make up in our mind that we are no longer going to trip and stumble over the same old things, that we're no longer going to give precedence over things that have been holding us, binding us, tying us back. We weren't going to be, that this was the season, amen, still talking about 2013, where we were going to begin to produce spiritual fruit in the earth. We talked about, amen, people of God, how the earth is groaning and waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. The earth, the people, all God's creation is waiting for us, the chosen ones, those who are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, those who have the Holy Spirit, the Ruach living on the inside of us. They have been waiting. People around you, everywhere you look, someone is waiting to hear what thus saith the Lord. They're waiting for you to activate. They're waiting for you to grow. They're waiting for you to speak, amen, into the atmosphere and begin to shift, change, prune, amen. They want you to begin to use the breath of God, the Spirit of the Lord inside of you, begin to decree and declare some things, amen, around you for his glory. But for many of us, too often we have, amen, have become lazy. We have become discouraged, amen. We have become lackadaisical, amen. We have become sidetracked. Running after false doctrines and falsehoods, amen, that really do not relate to the Word of God. For any of you who have been following this ministry for some time, if you go into our archives for Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, my husband, Apostle McQueen, did a deep study on prosperity, the prosperity gospel, and I challenge you to go into our archives and listen to that. It will bless your life. But we have many teachers and people that are preaching and teaching messages that are really not ordained by God. They use just enough scripture, amen, just enough Jesus to sprinkle on it, and they pull different teachings and trainings and words and beliefs and theories, amen, from other directions, pull it all together, and just because they put, again, a little Jesus in it, we, the people who sit in the pews, just eat it wholeheartedly without any questions. And then we're wondering why we are not seeing the manifestation, amen, that we need to see in our lives, because we are not eating, amen, a proper diet. We're not eating a proper diet. And so as we have gone into 2014, we left 2013 and we've gone into 2014. And even before we left out of 2013 and went into 14, God spoke to many of us, amen, and basically had dictated our lives and told us what he was going to do, how he was going to bless us, what he expected from us. These are the things he wanted us to produce. These are the things that he gave us the strength for to manifest, all for his glory. And yet, for some of us, we still have not done even one third, one quarter, one half. We may have done one or two things, amen, but we still have not completed the assignment that he has purpose for us and has placed on our lives. And so in 2013, amen, and something my husband said as we were ministering in D.C., he said many of us need to repent for what we did not do in 2013. And I'm hoping and praying, amen, that many of you did not just roll over, amen, and shout it all over into 2014 and did not clean up, did not repent, did not go before God, did not rend your heart before him and say, okay, God, this is the year, amen, that I'm planning. This is the year that I'm getting this together. This is the year where I'm going to be obedient. Keep that word in your ear, in your mind, where I'm going to be obedient, amen, to what you have called me to do. Mm-hmm. So before 2013 left up out of here, I pray that we all, prophetess found herself, I didn't do everything that needed to be done. And I had to make sure that I went before God. Amen. The Bible does say, work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. We can't be preaching to everybody else and thinking the word is not for us as well. I had to make sure that I went before God and rend my heart and repent and sometimes just do the first works over. But even after we did all that and we shouted into the 2014, and I was glad to be here to say, yet, Lord, you're giving me another chance. As we went into 14, I said, what are you saying for this season for your people? He brought me over to Isaiah 43, chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. And I'm reading out of the New King James, but I'm going to also read another passage to bring more clarity. New King James Version says this. Do not, verses 18, do not remember the former things. Isaiah 43 and 18, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. When I looked at that same passage of scripture and I went to the NIV, amen, he said it like this. Forget the former things. Do not. Somebody needs to get this in their spirit, because there's no need to even go through the rest of 2014 if you're still going to hold on to the baggage of what happened yesteryear. Do not forget, or he said, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. One more time. Forget the former things, verse 18. Do not dwell on the past. See, look, he's calling our attention. I am doing a new thing. Now springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The first thing we have to really get in our soul, in our mindset. This is the main thing. We really have to get a new mindset in 2013. We have to shift permanently, not temporarily. We have to make it up in our heart to change. We need to make it up in our mind to change, that the old is gone. You missed the opportunity. You missed the job. You missed whatever that was, whatever that thing was. It's gone. It's old. It's over. Or we say it's over. It's gone. You have to remember that what happened then, you cannot. You must refuse. You must draw a line in the sand. You must build up a brick wall. Whatever it is you got to do in 2014, you need to make it a declaration in your mouth that I will not repeat the mistakes that I made last year, year before last. Some of us are still, I'm going to say it, some of us are still holding on to what happened in 2007, 2008, all the way up to 2013. And we know you're still holding on to it, because every time you open up your mouth, we hear about what happened to you. Your own mouth betrays you. The Bible talks about, amen, whatsoever is in your heart, the mouth speaks. So if in your heart is nothing but defeat, rejection, I ain't never, it ain't gonna happen. If everything about it, what's in your heart is always something bad is going to happen, something negative is going to happen, you can't help but speak it out of your mouth. And I don't care how you try to twist it. I don't care how you try to turn it. I don't care how you try to shape it. Well, that's not what, because I said the same. Well, that's not really what I was trying. Yes, it is. That's exactly what you were saying. Because you had already believed in your heart. You are so used to negativity. You are so used to defeat. You are so used to destruction that you don't, it's such a habit. It's such, yes, it is. It's such a habit. It's so ingrained in your spiritual DNA that you don't even realize that you're speaking negative when you're speaking negative, unless someone brings it to your attention. And then at the same time, we're trying to pray and talk, God, when is my breakthrough? God, when is this going to happen? God, you said you was going to do this. And his word is true. But you have to get a mind change. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. You didn't hear Jesus talking nothing about negative defeat. He always talked about what the Father said, and he would decree and declare exactly the same thing what he said. I can of myself, do nothing. But what I see the Father do, see, and for some of us, we need to get a revelation because we don't know what the Father is doing. So therefore, we can't speak for him because we really don't know him. Yeah, boom. We don't know him. So you can't speak for, so you can't be a representative for somebody you don't even know. And we have too many people trying to represent the Father, represent Jesus, but they don't know him. So we got to forget the former things. We got to let some things go. It happened. It hurt. Nobody's denying that. Nobody's saying you weren't done wrong. Nobody's saying that it was not an ugly situation that had happened. But at some point in your life, you have to say, I'm tired of being a victim. At some point, you do have to realize that you are a child of the King, and the power that rests in you. Somewhere by 2014, you got to get a revelation. And I do mean this. You got to get a true revelation of who God called you to be. Not in the future, but right now. Not next week, but right now. And when you get a revelation of who he's called you to be, the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the first and not the last, a lender and not the borrower. That's just some things. But when you get a revelation of who he has called you to be, then you will stop hiding behind other people. Then you will stop making excuses for the gifts that he has placed on the inside of you. Then you'll stop walking around with your head down. Then you will stop being intimidated by other people, intimidated by situations, intimidated by circumstances, because then you will begin to understand the power, amen, the power, the anointing that rests in you and on you. And then you can begin to speak and believe that things will shift and believe that you will have what you say. I pray I'm helping somebody tonight. He said, listen. He said, don't remember what happened yesterday. Don't remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Now, I do want to say this. If you have damaged somebody, if you have caused hurt somewhere, then yes, you need to go repent and attempt to get that thing right and apologize. We can't step over mess. We're not talking about, we just go act like it never happened. If you've done wrong, child of the King, then you need to get that thing right. But once you get that thing right to the best of your ability and truly repent in your heart, then you need to go ahead and look forward, amen, and move forward. That's why he said, forget it. It's over. Rest assured. Because now I am doing something new. Will you not know it? Will you not recognize it? And I'm going to be honest. And I said it on my Facebook page. I know you shouting into 2014, and while you still shouting, don't forget to manifest his glory in your life. Somebody needs to see a change. Somebody in your atmosphere, somebody in your group, somebody you hang with, your pastor, whoever, somebody needs to see growth. Growth is the intent here. We need to see some growth. You need to see some growth. Somebody needs to see Christ in your life. But even at this, while you're doing all the shouting, while you're doing all the glory, while you're doing all the hallelujah, we still have to fully understand what God is getting ready to do in this season. Don't get caught up And I'm going to say this very, very clearly. Don't get caught up in all of these cliches that have been placed out on the social media. Find out what he's saying. Because we hear it's your time, it's your season. But if you're not doing what God has called you to do, it can be your time and season all day long, but you're not receiving the promise until your life lines up with him and until you go through the process. See, that's why we have a lot of bitter, upset saints because, I don't even want to say saints, people. I'll just put it that way. We have a lot of bitter, upset people because we've been running off, shouting, jumping, slobbering, rolling all on the carpet and then some, tearing up the benches, talking about my time is now, it's over in 2000, for all those little cliches we've been saying, but we have not made a life change. We have not made a heart change. We have not made a mind change. What do you mean, prophetess? In other words, we have not decided to become obedient to what God has already called us to do. We've been still looking for this new prophetic word that's going to tell us something different, that's going to say all your troubles are going to be over, money is going to drop in your lap, all your enemies, they're going to bow down at your feet and blah, blah, and blah, blah, and blah, blah. And all that mess is doing is nothing but prophetic wind. Because the reality is Jesus said, pray for your enemies. We don't want to pray for the enemies because we really want to see them go through. We really want to see them go under. We want to be there when they're sitting up here gasping for their last breath so we could take our heel, foot of our heel, and put it in their on their throat. Talking about, yeah, that's what you get for messing with me. I'm the anointed. I'm the called. He said, pray. Pray for your enemies. Pray for those who use you spitefully. He also said, turn the other cheek. We don't want to turn the cheek. We want to get bad. We want to have our say. We want to do all kind of stuff. So the point that I'm coming to here is that in 2014, obedience must be the primary for this season and going forward beyond. Obedience to his will. God is calling for those who are going to be obedient. All right, you don't believe me? Come on. Same book, Isaiah. Let's go to chapter 1 and verse 19. Isaiah chapter 1 and 19. Let's take it up one more. I'm reading out the NIV version. He said, come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. Here's the clause I want to hang my hat at. He said, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. In other words, if you are obedient to what God has already spoken to you, then as 2014, when you hear the accelerated year, this is the year of the of acceleration and everything that God said he was going to give you, he's going to give you. Then as you're obedient to what he has ordained you to do, then you shall see the blessings come. You shall see the doors open. You shall see all the things because the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and everything shall be added unto you. Then you'll start seeing the kingdom begin to manifest. You'll start seeing things come. But he said here, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good things, reading out the NIV, of the land. Verse 20, here it is. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Now, here's the part people don't want to read. They don't want to look. They don't want to see that part of the text because they want to believe that no matter how I live, I can continue going down the same pathway opposite of what the Lord has told me, because, and yet I will still eat the good of the land. I will still have what he said I'm going to have. I'm still receiving all that God has for me. But he's saying, child of God, in 2014, he said to me, he said, I'm calling my people back to obedience. I'm calling for an obedient people. Are you that one? Are you seeking, truly seeking to fulfill his purpose? Or are you just in it to see what all you can get and how great you can be? And how many people love you, but you have no power, you have no character, you have no integrity. He said, but if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land. Child of God, if you are obedient to what he has spoken, then you have no other choice but to manifest his fruit in the earth. What has God already told you? Quit looking for that new prophetic word, thinking that this is the time. All I got to do is just get that right prophecy. All I got to do is just get that pastor, that apostle, that prophet, that teacher, that evangelist to just lay their hand on me. That's all I need. If I could just get that one, then everything I seek shall be fulfilled. No. No son, no daughter. It shall not. There are certain things that God is going to require of you to walk out, also known as processing. Maturation, maturity. Okay. Where does it say that? All right. Why don't we go there? This was very interesting to me. Lord dropped this on me. Let's see. Let's go to Revelations 21 and 5. I believe that's it. Revelations 21 and 5. Amen. I pray you're getting something out of this, people of God. Revelations 21, 5. No, that's not the one I want. One moment. I know exactly what I'm looking for here. Amen. Having a little technical difficulties, but hold on for 2 moments. Let's see. 48 and 6. Glory be to God. It's still about obedience. Amen. That's the main thing that's going to get us over into 2014 and get us through 2014. Amen. 48. Let's see. And 6. All right, amen. Here we go. Thank you, Lord. Jesus said, God said this. He said, you have heard these things. Look at them. Will you not admit them? He said, from now on, I will tell you of new things, of hidden things unknown to you. They are created now and not long ago. You have not heard of them before today. So you cannot say, yes, I knew them. You have neither heard nor understood. From of your old ears, have you not been open? In other words, what God was saying, listen. He's saying this, there's some things that I have spoken to you in the beginning. I showed you what I wanted you to do. I showed my hand upon your life. I showed the vision, amen, that I had before you. And he said, listen. But it's been tarrying for a while. It's been tarrying for a long while. And for many of us, we have gotten frustrated. We have gotten disheartened. We have become disappointed Amen. And you cannot become disappointed because it will stray you from being obedient to his will. And then you start getting over into, well, he just ain't going to answer it. Or the prophet or the apostle or that man or woman of God, they just lied. They ain't seeing nothing. They ain't seeing nothing about me, because if it was true, it would come to pass right then and there. But child of God, we have to understand that there are prophecies, prophetic words that are dealing with our destiny. And destiny is not something that is overnight. Destiny is what you come into. And here's what the Lord said. I'm going up Isaiah 48. Let's take it up to verse 4. He said, "For I knew how stubborn you were." Mm-hmm. He said, "Your neck muscles were iron and your forehead was bronze. Therefore, I told you these things long ago before they happened. I announced them to you so that you could not say, my images brought them about. My wooden image and metal God ordained them." In other words, what the Lord was saying, when I showed you who I called you to be, you were not at the place of maturity or process to the point, amen, where I can allow it to manifest in your life, because then you would have brought a reproach against me. For some of us, we got to be honest. When we got saved, we still had a lot of mess in us. We still had a lot of pride. We still had a lot of issues and circumstances, huh? Everybody just didn't get it overnight. Some of us had to, as the years have gone on, we have came into where we are. But he's saying, listen, I already knew how stubborn you were. I already knew how prideful you were. I already knew how messy you were. And your neck muscles were iron. You really thought it was all about you. You were doing everything you could. For those of us who have a prophetic gift on our life, we were trying to prophesy and tell everybody what we see. And then when it came to pass, we were sitting up here with our arms crossed like, you should have listened to me. That's pride. You weren't trying to pray for nobody. Instead of being a prophet that had love in your heart, you were a prophet with a sword, a broadsword. And instead of you trying to heal or knowing how to surgically go in and remove, the gangrene, you were in there just cutting and slashing and dicing and chopping anything and everybody you can see, and sitting back there talking about, and the Lord's going to strike this place with fire because I said so. So guess what? Then the Holy Ghost had to sit back, pull your coattail, and had things begin to rise up all around you, so that even though you were speaking, things started happening in your life, amen, that looked like it was opposite. For some of us, they're like, well, if you got God, Jesus so much, how come your life is all raggedy? So the Lord had to begin to chop away, amen, that flesh. He said your neck muscles were iron and your forehead was bronze. So even though I showed you who you were going to be, I had to work through some stuff with you. I had to work on some things with you. You had to lose some things, huh? You had to lose some friendships. You had to lose some family members. I had to pull you back. I had to isolate you a little bit. Some of you just had to lose your job, lose your cars, marriage trouble, kids going crazy. But you was anointed, though. Still speaking in tongues. Money acting crazy, money acting funny, bills due all over the place, lights being cut off. Come on now, let's be real. Let's be all the way 100, as we say. Let's be 100% on this. But he's saying, God said, I knew it. Your neck muscles were bronze. Your neck muscles were iron. Your forehead was bronze. And I told you of these things long ago before they happened, so that you couldn't say, when it was all said and done, you would never be able to say, oh, well, it was because, you know, you just put your mouth on. And I've heard this said many times. You know why things went bad for you? Because you put your mouth on the prophet. You put your mouth on the man of God. You put your mouth on the woman of God. When the Bible strictly says over in the New Testament that offenses will come. So don't ever think just because you anointed that you will not be offended or you will not be persecuted or tested trials will not come knocking at your door. They will come. He said, I did all of this so that you can never say that your hand had anything to do with it. Or you couldn't say, I look to this person and that person, and because of them, this is why I am here today. And he said, you've heard all these things. You went through all this stuff. He said, and really, to be honest, you need to admit that a lot of that was you, that it was your flesh on parade, as they say. But now, let's bring it all the way up. He said, but now is as you walk into 2014 and you make up in your heart, your soul. I said something on Tuesday when Apostle and myself were on the air. I said, for many of us, we've made a temporary change. We've changed our speech, but our heart has not lined up with our speech. So we'll say, Lord, I'm ready. I'm going to be obedient. Whatever you say, yes, Lord, yes to your will, yes to your way. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. But our hearts have not changed. Our souls are still unregenerated because we still have what we want to do, how we feel like it, how I want to do this today, and if I don't feel like doing it, I'm not doing it. So we put our heels in the ground, we drag, do all kind of things instead of saying, okay, God, whatever you want, I'm going to make a way. Just give me the strength to do it. So it hasn't been made up in our hearts yet. So we haven't put in our souls. I even prayed. I said, Lord, put a spirit of obedience down in my soul. Let my will become your will. And some of us need to make that prayer. We need to make that declaration every day, every day. Because as the heart changes, speech will change. The mind will change. It's true. If you want something different, you got to do something different. But you got to stick with it. Even when you don't feel like it. And for some, we just need to bind up that spirit of laziness and procrastination and disobedience, because that's really what it is. We're trying to name it everything else, but the bottom line is it's a spirit of disobedience. And for many of us, we need to cast that thing out. Root it out, pull it up, fast it out, whatever we need to do. But this year, we need to get the victory and start walking out of and start walking into of the promises of God instead of eating the fruits of rebellion. Eating the fruit of disobedience. Well, how come everybody else getting it? Well, maybe because everybody else is doing what he said. I'm still talking about obedience, because this is going to be the model for 2014 and on and forward. We must be obedient to what the Father has said. Why? Because he's holding us accountable more so now than ever. When I talked about that fig tree, and I'm going back into that next week just to kind of bring in some more reality with this. The Father was ready to cut it down because he said, listen, it's not producing anything. I've been watching it for 3 years, or I've been watching it for quite some time, and I'm still not seeing fruit. I'm ready to cut it down. But thank God for Jesus, who is the intercessor, who says, listen, Lord, please, give me one more year. Somebody needs to hear this. Give me one more year. Let me dung it. Let me prune it. Let me work on it. And then if it does not produce, cut it down. And we're going to see in 2014, child of God, many folks are going to get cut down. Because even though it's been looking fruitful, listen to what I'm saying here. It may be looking fruitful, but is it God's fruit that's being produced? Is it the fruit that he called forth? Did he call you as an apple tree, but you're over here producing oranges? Or a hybrid? Orange apples. I'm not trying to go there. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians 2 and 9. My time is getting away from me. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and 9. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. Please. Let's go up to 5. Just finished talking about this. 2 Corinthians 2 and 5. He says, if anyone has caused grief, he has not so much grieved me as he has grieved all of you to some extent, not to put it too severely. The punishment inflicted upon him by the majority is sufficient. Now instead, you ought to forgive and comfort, so that he will not be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. I urge you, therefore, to reaffirm your love for him. One reason, here it is, 9. Another reason I wrote to you was to see if you would stand the test and be obedient in everything. Will you be? I wanted to see if you would stand the test and be obedient in everything. Have you been obedient in everything? Have you been obedient in something? Look at your life, people of God. Look at your life, child of God. And from what he's told you, from what he's told you through his word, from what he's told you through dreams and visions, from what he's told you through other people, from what he's told you in reading his word, for what he's told you, amen, through other men and women of God who have prophesied and spoken over your life. Have you been obedient? Have you been able to stand the test and be obedient in everything? Are you still sitting up here talking about, I don't know. I don't know. It's just going, you know, the Lord just going to have to help me. And they don't still, you don't understand. This is hard. Living saved is hard. It's hard because we make it hard. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You've heard us say it time and time again. You're going to go through something. That's just life. The commercial said, life comes at you fast. But how much easier it is when you have Christ going through it with you. Because with God, and I know I can attest to this and my husband can too, there are certain things, there are situations, circumstances that have bypassed our lives because we have been obedient to Christ. There's times when the enemy wants to just come in and take everything, but God always made a way of escape. Even when we had to go through certain trials and certain persecutions and circumstances, even in the midst of that stress, even in the midst of that strain, God still found allowed us to find a way that there was favor, even in the midst of the pit. In the pit, there was still favor. That will preach. In the pit, there is favor. He makes it easy. He makes it tolerable. He makes it palatable. As you're trusting him, because he said, if you trust me, if you're obedient, willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. And you must realize, and really understand that everything you have gone through, some of it by your own doing, you just need to be honest about it, but things that you have gone through, that God has carried you through, you have to understand that he's giving you a testimony to deal with the person, the individual, or individuals that are on your path that he's assigned you to. In order for you to reach them, you got to have something for them. I'm almost done. My time is wrapping up. I'm getting up out of here. I know this wasn't all popular and everybody wasn't trying to hear it, but it needed to be said. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. And if we have time, we'll look at the next one. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 5 and 6. Here's something we are definitely going to have to make our motto in 2014. Very familiar passage. I think I'm going to read this out the New King James Version because I like it better that way. Listen. The enemy wants your mind, wants your heart. If he can get you to speak negative, if he can get you to speak opposite of what God is saying about you, then he already has the victory. He doesn't even have to send his hellhounds on your track because he already has your mind. And whatever is in your heart, your mouth will, and your mind, your mouth will speak it. And therefore, for many of us, he's not even really bothering us because all he had to do was just plant a couple of seeds and we open up our mouth and defeat our own selves. So we are actually no threat to him or to his kingdom. So in 2014, we need to decree this passage of scripture over our lives every time we wake up through the day when the Holy Ghost brings it into your remembrance. We need to be speaking it. He says here, verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, I'm going to start at 3, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Verse 5, casting down. That means you got to pull it down. You got to snatch it down. Not patty cake it, not beg it, talking about will you please, not trying to coax it, not trying to sit and reason with this demon. He said, listen, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing every thought. Some of us need to work on our thoughts in 2014. We just think anything that comes to our mind, we just meditate on it. Just meditate on it. But also, he said, bringing every thought into captivity. That means you got to bind it up, holding something, restrain it, restrain these thoughts that we have to the obedience of Christ. And being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is full. Well, we haven't made it to verse 6 yet because we're still up in 4. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We're still looking at carnal things. We're still trying to fight in the carnal. We're still trying to fight people and have meetings about folks and trying to destroy folks' lives. Listen. He said, it's not about the carnal. Get you some discernment in 2014. Ask God to sharpen your discernment. Part of that means I got to get into his face and pray. I got to sanctify my life, keep clean before him. So that I can hear his voice with accuracy and clarity. We don't war after the flesh. The weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. Pull down the strongholds. Pull down the high places. Cast down the arguments. Those thoughts that have been just come out of nowhere that are planted in your mind or seeds that have been planted in your growing stages. You ain't ever going to be nothing. You're going to be like your mama, going to be like your daddy. Oh, they don't appreciate you. They don't know who you are. They can't accept you. You're just not good enough. You're too fat. You're too skinny. You're too light. You're too dark. Everybody don't like you. You're too bossy. You're too friendly. Cast down the earth. You'll never graduate. You'll never get married. You'll never have children. You'll never be happy. Cast down the arguments. We're not talking arguments with people. We're talking about the thoughts that are raging in your mind. Cast down the arguments. And every high thing, huh? In other words, anything that we decree and declare that we place above the word of God is a high thing. Cast it down. Every high thing that exalts itself, false doctrine, false beliefs, false perceptions, that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Then when you do that, child of God, when you've mastered that, he said, then you're ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is full. In other words, then you can teach and train somebody else. Then you can judge accurately and righteously without our perceptions, without our isms and schisms and our beliefs. And this is how I see it. He said, when your obedience is, then you can do it when your obedience is full. I'm not done, but I'm going to stop there. We're going to pick it up next week, should the Lord allow me to talk about it again. But I want to pick it up next week about 2014 and really delving into and understanding how we really need to forge and how obedience needs to be forged in our minds and our hearts, that we need to do whatever we got to do this year to make sure that God is getting the glory out of our lives. Come on, let us pray. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, I thank you. God, I thank you for this word. You're helping us, God. You are helping us to get it together. God, I'm asking right now, let this word bring conviction. Let it penetrate to our very being. Let it get down in us, helping us to hear your heartbeat and understand what it is you want from us as your children, that we may walk worthy of you. Forgive us, God, right now for all disobedience. Forgive us, God, for all laziness and procrastination. We've been naming it everything. We've been blaming it on everything. But, God, it gets right down to just being plain old rebellion. And you said rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. Help us, God. Forgive us. Wash us. In the name of Jesus, cleanse our hearts and our minds. Help us to stay repentant before you, God. Open up our eyes to see who and what we've been doing all this time. Help us to get a clear picture of you, Jesus. We want to see your face this year. We want to complete your work this year. We want you to smile this year, God. Do it in the lives of your people. And even those that are not saved, I ask and pray that they pray this prayer with me. Father, I'm a sinner. Come into my heart and my life. Change me. Sit on the throne of my heart. Wash me in your blood. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I will serve you. I will live for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, amen, welcome into the kingdom of God. We at Christ the King Redemptive Ministries pray that you will find a Bible-believing and teaching church that is going to train you and mature you into the things of God. Listen, I'm Prophetess Crystal McQueen. Go to my website, www.ctkr.org. Again, pray about becoming a prayer partner and a vision partner with this ministry, helping us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. I love each and every one of you, and I will see you again next week at 7 p.m. for another episode of Prophetic Atmosphere. Be blessed.